YouTube, it's your boy, Tommy Talks, Tommy BTBC, Tommy's Media, Tommy Talks TNA, whatever you want to call me, man. I'm back with another video. Today, it's going to be a little bit different. Today, I'm going to have 10 essential AJ Styles matches outside of WWE. Yes, there's a world outside of WWE chat. There's more to it. There's even more to it than TNA, you know? More to it than AEW, more to it than Japan, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of wrestling out there, so I just want you guys to understand that AJ Styles got matches in multiple different places that aren't WWE that are fucking amazing. And here, we're gonna shine the light on them. Alright, with the first match, number 10, if you guys can't already see here, we have Kurt Angle versus AJ Styles, Slammiversary 2013, man. I also made a point to myself in this video that I'm not going to tell you guys how none of these matches finish. Because point is, I want you guys to go watch these matches yourself. So, not going to say about how the match ended, but I'm going to tell you that this match is very good. The ring psychology that AJ Styles had in just terms of like, hey, Kurt Angle's knee is hurt. Target the knee, target the knee, target the knee, target the knee. It was brilliant. It was beautiful. It's AJ Styles. Ring genius. It's what we expect. Anyway, number 9. Number 9 is a fucking banger. So at number 9, I have AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels for the X Division Championship in a Iron Man match. Guys, it was a fucking banger. It looks like it's a 30-minute Iron Man match, so it's not a full hour. It's 30 minutes. But these two guys just showcased how good they are in the ring. And as you guys can see from the highlight video here, these guys are just straight. These guys are hoopers. In 2005, these niggas was different. In 2005, AJ Styles might have been the best wrestler on the planet. But, and I'm not going to lie, Christopher Daniels wasn't too far off. And even Samoa Joe at the time wasn't too far off. 2005 was an insane year for really the X Division period. And AJ Styles being at the forefront with this type of match, I think everyone should go check out that match. Number eight, we have AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe, also for the X Division Championship at Turning Point in 2005. Y'all gonna see a trend here. 2005 AJ Styles is fucking different. But again, another great match. Another match displaying the X Division and how there was no limits in the X Division. I mean, by God, when you look at Samoa Joe and you look at AJ Styles, you're like, these are two completely different weight classes, but look at Samoa Joe move here, guys. The X Division has no limits, and these two gentlemen here really showcased that during this time in 2005. A fucking banger of a match. Everyone go watch it. I'm not going to lie to you. I think it's on YouTube for free right now. Go check this match out, man. Anyway, number 7. All right, number 7. We got AJ Styles versus Kazuchika Okada, as you can see here. New Japan is weird. They don't really have, like, just straight-up legit highlight matches. This is when he debuted in Japan. And this is when, to me, he put the world on notice that he's legit. Japan is not going to let you debut and attack fucking Okada night one. Unless you're that dude. So, here, AJ Styles is that dude. And he ended up getting a match with Okada shortly after that. It's called Dontaku in 2014. I already know I'm mispronouncing their show's name, but it's a New Japan match, and this was the first Okada and AJ Styles match. It's the best way I can put it. But check it out, it was good. Number six, I'm actually bringing you guys a Ring of Honor match, and yes, you see it here. We have AJ Styles versus Bryan Danielson for the Ring of Honor World Championship. This match went for like 30 plus minutes of them just straight hooping. And they're both, this is young Bryan Danielson, young AJ Styles. This was in 2003, man. These guys were just, this is when they showcased like, these two will be the best in the world at some time. This match, I think, did that for them. But yeah, another great match. Another technical fucking masterclass. Bryan Danielson being cocky as ever. AJ Styles being, I mean, he had to match the energy, right? But again, this match was fucking phenomenal, and I think everyone should watch it. All right, we're entering into the top five. I say top five. I'm not ranking these matches. This is just the last five matches I got. So number five, I ended up going with the better Okada and AJ Styles match. At this point, as you can see here, AJ Styles is already up 3-1 on Okada. Real deal. That's how you know AJ Styles is the real deal. But this match, I put this match on the list and not all the other ones. Is because to me, this is the best Okada and AJ Styles match that they've had. This match took place at Dominion 7.5. This was also for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And yeah, man, it's fucking phenomenal, man. This is when Bullet Club was fucking running house, bruh. So another great match I think all you should check out. Let's go ahead and get into number four. Number four. Now this match, I'm gonna be honest, this might be just me personally, this might be just my favorite. Like my favorite. But this happened at Wrestle Kingdom 10. Shinsuke Nakamura versus AJ Styles for the IWGP Intercontinental Championship. And again, not gonna tell you how this finished, but this was towards the end of AJ Styles' Japan run. And man oh man, it was good. Shinsuke was already kind of becoming who Shinsuke is. And AJ Styles, again, like I said, this is his Japan run. Again, you guys go check it out. Not trying to spoil anything. Just go check out the match, man. It was great. Match number three. AJ Styles versus Hiroshi Tanahashi, G1 Climax 25. Another great match. How could I leave the ace off of this list? I can't. I'm going to be honest with you, chat. I don't think this is the one that I'm talking about. This is not the match I'm talking about. I'm talking about the... I think this happened a year before the match that I'm talking about. Now, the only reason why I can't find the fucking match I'm talking about. But it was, again, New Japan, G1 Climax 25, Night 17 or some dumb shit. AJ Styles versus Hiroshi Tanahashi. If you guys can find it, watch it. All the matches are good, though, but honestly... find that one. That one's good. Number... where are we on? Two. Wow. We're on number two already. Number two. So this one here, we're going back to the TNA world. We're going back to TNA. This match here, AJ Styles versus The Abyss. Oh! This was a monster. Did y'all see that spot? AJ Styles just slid under the rope or the barricade because it's fucking genius. But this match is fucking phenomenal. Again, another 2005 AJ Styles match that was just fucking insane. AJ Styles just does a great job at making Abyss look like the monster that he is. Abyss does even a better job at making sure AJ has to scratch a claw for every little thing he gets in this match. This match was fucking phenomenal, and it really showed that AJ, not only is AJ a technical master in the ring, this man can get down and dirty when he needs to. So again, another great match. You guys be sure to check this one out. And well, number one, the final match out of the 10 matches. Do y'all see this shit? The final match out of the 10 matches is, I'm going to be honest, to me, you have to watch this match if you're an AJ Styles fan. You have to have this match. You have to know about this match. You have to. Number one. Yes, chat, you guessed it. It is the 2005 Unbreakable Triple Threat for the X Division Championship. AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Christopher Daniels. I'm going to be honest, this match holds a special place in my heart. Not only is it AJ Styles in the fucking match, not only is it a TNA match, it was TNA's first five-star, and it was worth it. It's one of TNA's greatest matches ever. But this match, I feel like everyone has to absolutely watch. You cannot call yourself an AJ Styles fan if you've never even seen this fucking match. Like, you can't. You can't do it. But yeah, chat. Make sure you guys like, comment, subscribe. If there's any other matches, please throw them in the comment section. I love AJ Styles. I want to know, just throw in all your matches that you love from AJ Styles in the comment sections below. Maybe you felt like I left some out. Maybe you felt like I should have added some. But what a great career for AJ Styles. And it sucks that he's gone, but I get it. Go be a dad, man. I'm happy for you, gang. Other than that, like I said, like, comment, subscribe. Yeah, man, peace out. Hope you guys enjoyed the video, man.